talking with trainer Chad Brown, now four-time defending champion, if you will, as far as Eclipse Awards goes. Trainer Chad Brown also got Horse of the Year honors with Bricks and Mortar in the Eclipse Awards on Thursday night. Chad, first of all, congratulations. What does it mean to you and your team when you win the Eclipse Award as the trainer and also have the Horse of the Year?
No, it's just a real remarkable year. And so thankful that we had a lot of great horses to work with, like Bricks and Mortar. And you know, so proud of my team. They put in so many hours and so much hard work, and they're so talented. For them to accomplish what they have together is really remarkable.
Looking back at this time last year, Bricks and Mortar was making a second start off a long layoff coming into the Pegasus. He had won an allowance race, was trying both grade one competition and a yielding turf for the first time in the Pegasus turf. What do you remember about that day and your thoughts leading up to that race in particular?
Well, he was training particularly well, and we were eager to get him back into high-level races. We thought a lot of him as a three-year-old, and unfortunately got injured. I wasn't too worried about the level of competition. I knew he was up to it. The weather conditions are a different story. He really hadn't had any experience on really soft turf before, so I was a little nervous going to the race if he was going to handle it, and he sure did, and he proved throughout the season he could handle any type of ground. Excuse me.
You've got three chances in this year's Pegasus World Cup turf: Sacred Life, Instilled Regard, and Without Parole. Beginning with Sacred Life, he didn't have the cleanest trip in his last start, but he still closed well in the stretch. How's he enjoyed the new surroundings here in Florida, and what kind of trip does he need to really fire his best shot?
You know, he's got a challenging post out towards the outside. I think he's probably just going to have to drop in off the first turn and try to save a little ground and work his way up and get in some sort of striking position by the time they turn for home. He has a really strong turn of foot. He's a rapidly improving horse, and I feel he's good enough to win if he gets the right trip.
Instilled Regard is very versatile. He can run on the dirt. He can run very well on the turf. We saw him winning last time in the Grade 2 Fort Lauderdale. Doesn't look like there's a lot of speed in this field, if any. Could we see him on the lead and maybe trying to wire the field?
I'd say that's unlikely, but I would like to see him very forwardly placed, and hopefully he can work out another good trip. He got a really good trip last time. He's going to need to do that again.
Without Parole was very impressive, finishing third in the Breeders' Cup mile last out, but he's actually never won at a distance longer than a mile. How does the mile and 3/16 suit him?
You know, I think he's looking for more distance, this horse. I really do. He trains that way. He has that race under his belt now at the Breeders' Cup, and he's had a little freshening since then, but he seems to be very fit. I love the way he's training, and he's got a good post.
All four of his lifetime wins were when he was ridden by Frankie Dettori. How did the horse and jockey get reunited for this race?
Well, I read one on Instilled Regard, the local prep, and so it was natural to leave him on the horse that is coming off a win, even though Without Pro ran incredibly well in the Breeders' Cup, and I read gave him a beautiful ride. So seeing that he's on the horse that won the last prep, we just circled back to someone that knew him, Frankie, and he had been reaching out to me wanting to ride the horse, which is always nice to hear, and I'm happy to have him back together.
Four-time Eclipse Award champion trainer Chad Brown, now with the 2019 Horse of the Year Bricks and Mortar. He's got three chances in this year's edition of the Pegasus World Cup Turf. Chad, best of luck.
Thanks for having me.